When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Celtics held on to take Game 7 last night in Miami, 196. Jason Tatum went for 26, 10, and 6 and took home the honors as the Larry Bird Conference Finals MVP. Stephen A. and Perk made it very clear as to who they think is going to win the chip.
If Klay Thompson comes back healthy, Kendrick Perkins, the Warriors might win it all. I really mean it. I'm not playing with anybody. Molly, yeah. It is official. I'm picking the Golden State Warriors to win the championship.
I've been with the Warriors since day one, and I ain't jumping off that ship. It's about the Warriors.
I got the Boston Celtics going to the finals.
I got them winning it all. The Boston Celtics, I'm riding with them to win it all. This is not breaking news.
Look who's here. Not solo anymore. Amari Stoudemire in the building. Good to see you. Thanks for being with us. I'm going to start with you here, SA. How do you see the Celtics and Warriors playing out?
I can't even tell you how happy I am. And you know that's deep because, I mean, I have to leave South Beach in order to you know, I had to root for South to be gone from South Beach in order to get this series. And so for me to want this series, it just shows you, you know what, Kendrick Perkins, I dare say it shows my level of objectivity even more than yours. Because, I mean, for me to be willing to depart from South Beach in order to see this series.
It shows your love of the game, so Stephen A. I mean, your love of the game.
My love for the game is greater than other things. Very astute on your part, Molly.
Thank you. Very astute on your part.
Okay, yes, yes. The bottom line is that this is what it is, Kendrick Perkins. And so this, I'm just trying to tell you, man. I mean, it's a hard place to leave.
All right, stay focused. Let's go. We got three people here. I want to get to Amari, too.
Kendrick Perkins.
Come on, get it together.
Okay, I'll calm down. It's just moments, okay? Now. This series is going to be a thriller. I just think it's the better matchup. I think this is the matchup basketball fans should want to see. Boston's an elite defense with offensive firepower. The Golden State Warriors are who the hell we thought they were. They have the greatest shooter on God's green earth. They have one of the top three shooters on the planet as his sidekick. The Splash Brothers, Klay Thompson. Jordan Poole has emerged. Andrew Wiggins is balling. Kuminga, I think, will be a factor in this series. Draymond Green is who the hell we know he is. I just think that this has seven games written all over it. I was tempted to say six because Boston struggles at home compared to how they've looked on the road. I think they're like 7-2 in the postseason on the road, for crying out loud. The Boston Celtics win on the road. They actually play worse at home. Okay, so I was thinking six, but I just think that this is such an epic series written all over it. I got the Boston Celtics going back to San Francisco for Game 7 and falling to the Warriors in San Fran at the Chase Center in the NBA Finals. The Warriors win the championship in seven.
Amari?
I disagree. I think the Celtics are going to win this in seven.
Okay, tell me why.
And the reason why I said it is because the length, the physicality, the defensive, you know, magnetism they have on the defensive end is imperative for them, right? Mm-hmm. I do think they match up very well against the Golden State Warriors. You know, Steph Curry's obviously somebody you got to put extreme focus on, but Klay Thompson, you know, if he plays up to the level that we know he can, then that's another conversation, but I do think the Boston Celtics does have enough pieces around Jason Tatum that would allow them to guard the Warriors. Because a lot of times with the Warriors is, if you're not, they're always the most, you know, the best conditioned team, mm-hmm. right? In this case, it's not the case. You know, the Celtics are also well-conditioned. They also are very focused and determined. They're well-coached. They play on both sides offensively and maybe even a better defensive team than the Golden State Warriors. And you got those two big fellas in the paint with Al Horford and Robert Williams down there. I don't think the Warriors have enough to beat them, but I do think it's going to go seven. and I have the Celtics winning in seven.
Okay. Big Perk, you like that, huh?
You know, I like it. I love it. And I mean, he broke it down to the T, but I'm going to take it a step further. Here's the thing. The Warriors' defense really hasn't been tested like that. When you look at they road to get to the finals, they go against the Denver Nuggets team with Jokic. He had no other counterpart to really help him out. And then all of a sudden you get to the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant gets hurt. They never was healthy. It was so many things going on throughout the course of that series. Some may say if Ja Morant was healthy, the Memphis Grizzlies would have won, which I strongly believe. And then all of a sudden you get to the Western Conference Finals. Yes, you go against a Luka Doncic, who, by the way, was spectacular, who I feel like could get in better shape, but I feel like the others around here wasn't consistently playing well. Now you're going against the Boston Celtics team that not only has a superstar caliber player in Jason Tatum, but he has another star in Jaylen Brown. But what separates the Celtics from any other team that the Golden State Warriors has played is the role players. Marcus Smart is capable of going for 20-plus. We done seen Grant Williams go for 20-plus on any given night. We done seen Big Al Horford, for crying out loud, outplay Giannis Antetokounmpo in a game on the road in the fourth quarter and took that over. So when I look at the personnel, the Warriors are going to be tested. We keep talking about how the Celtics are going to be tested on the defensive side of things. The Warriors are going to be tested. Klay is not going to be able to hide. And not saying that Klay is hiding. I'm just saying him coming off of those injuries, let's see him be able to test, be able to put up those type of shots and slide them puppets on the defensive end. You're not going to be able to hide Steph. Everybody on the Warriors is going to have to D the hell up playing against this Boston Celtic team. So that's why I got the Celtics winning this in seven. I think it's going to be a phenomenal series. I don't even think it's going to be blowouts. I think all these games are going to come down to the wire. But again, because the elite efficiency on both ends of the floor, because of the Celtics having multiple guys that play both ends of the floor, I'm giving the edge to the Celtics.
Don't blame y'all one bit, but I disagree. Mm-hmm. I think the very things that you're saying about the Boston Celtics are the very things that I could say about the Golden State Warriors. And at the end of the day, when you have those brothers who could, I mean, are so lethal. See, the Miami Heat ain't the Golden State Warriors offensively. We know how tough they are defensively, and they deserve a lot of credit. But they can't mess with the Warriors on the offensive end of the floor. The Warriors, in the blink of an eye, in 2 or 3 minutes, can run you up out of here. That's the difference. And with them, you got to play 48 minutes. And I got to tell you this. I haven't been thoroughly impressed with what I've seen from the Warriors. I think the best is yet to come. I don't think that what we've seen from the Warriors in this postseason in any way is going to compare what we're about to see. That doesn't mean that I negate the greatness of the Boston Celtics, because that's why I'm saying it'll go seven games, because I understand. I truly, truly believe this is a pick'em series. I don't believe these folks that think that the Warriors are going to take Boston out in five games, or they're going to be comfortably ahead. It's going to be six. I know it's going to be a thriller for the reasons that both of you articulated. I think that Boston's a big-time threat. It's a pick 'em series. But in the end, I'm going with experience and elite perimeter play to save the day for the Golden State Warriors on their home court. I'm going with the Warriors in seven games. They win the chip.
Molly, can I please respond before we leave out of here?
You can, please. Yes.
Thank you. Because when he talk about elite perimeter play, is Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving not two of the elite perimeter offensive players in the league? Did you see what the Boston Celtics did?
May I respond to that question?
Hold on.
Let me ask
you, because I'm asking you a question. Did you see what the Celtics did to those two guys? Did you see what they did to them?
Tell me. I recall, sometimes he goes as Big Perk. Sometimes we call him Uncle Perk. Sometimes we call him Santa Perk.
I like
sometimes
the name Penn.
Sometimes we just call him KP. But all four dudes, I remember saying, you see, Stephen A., it's about team. An individual is not going to conquer a team. And the fact of the matter is the Brooklyn Nets were not a team. I'm talking to a guy that was an assistant coach on the damn team. He knows it. They were picked not
them.
A team.
You picked them.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
What that tell you about the eyes? You picked them.
I got emotional.
I picked
the individual of greatness of Kevin Durant to offset all of that, and I was wrong. At least I'm quick to admit it. Unlike some people I know, we all make mistakes. Being deferential and all of this other stuff. The fact of the matter is, the Brooklyn Nets were not a team.
Right.
The Golden State Warriors are.
I told you my opinions changed with the facts.
No, whatever. Come on. There's been plenty of facts that have been thrown in your direction, and you still won't change because you big crook, and you think you can growl at people. He's growling at people on television, think he's going to change them. You know, like you're supposed to scare somebody. That's what he does.
Let's leave it there. I mentioned this earlier. I'm going to say it again. The Celtics are the only team with a winning record against the Warriors since Steve Kerr took over. Everybody's coming back. Let's get into what kind of tea is that? Can you get some tea with that milk?
Hey, Island Man, you know. Island Man,
you're from Palestine.
Island
Queens. Man. Come on, let's go.
Snow White.
You're from Queens.
Snow White.
Get out of here.
Watch your mouth, woman. Watch your mouth, woman.
Your accent is good, though. They need Brick to be from the islands. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. Former Milwaukee Bucks assistant Darvin Ham to a 4-year deal. The Lakers were sold on Ham's stature and toughness, his history of coaching star players, and his championship pedigree. According to sources, LeBron James did not hold back his excitement, tweeting this, "So damn excited. Congrats and welcome, Coach D. Ham. Hashtag Blake Show." I'll start with you here, Amari. Tell me this. Do you think Darvin Ham is the right hire for the Lakers?
I think so. Due to the candidates that were out there, I think Darvin Ham was the best fit for the Lakers and is the best fit for the Lakers. And I do feel if Darvin Ham, Coach Ham, and LeBron James can have a sit down and go over the strategy, right, the offensive strategy, defensive strategy, and you get LeBron to buy into that, then now you can somewhat establish your coaching style based upon that. You know what I'm saying? Moving forward. So I do think that, you know, picking up Coach Ham was a good move for the Lakers.
Yeah, well, it seems like they've got the LeBron stamp of approval if we're going to go by social media.
Yep.
Big Perk, where are you?
I love the hire. See, listen, especially with former players, we're looking at the NBA Finals right now, and Steve Kerr, former player, Ime Udoka, former player, and the game has went away from X's and O's offensively, right? It's about, do you have the talent to get it done? Majority of the time is pick and roll action and things of that nature, or guys going isolation. The thing that you want a head coach in place for is, one, to hold a team accountable on the defensive side of things. If you could get a guy in there that these your superstars are going to respect and listen to, then all of a sudden you could get the best version of an Anthony Davis. I'm not worried about LeBron James. See, Darvin Ham is going to do wonders with Anthony Davis, a former player that's not afraid to be able to get an AD face, not afraid to hold AD accountable, but on the flip side of it, being able to speak that language in the locker room. I don't think people realize how important that is to this new NBA. You have to be able to speak that language in the locker room. Now, I can't sit up here and tell you how the language is being spoken because that's just breaking the code. But when you're able to get behind the scenes and talk like a real one, that's what you need. That's what's driving these players. That's why you see a different version of Jason Tatum showing passion, because Ime Udoka behind closed doors is speaking that language to him. So I love the hire of Darvin Ham, especially with Anthony Davis.
Essay, what do you think? Can he be a difference maker for them?
I think he can. I had trepidation, just so you know, Kendrick Perkins and Amari. My trepidation had nothing to do with Darvin Ham. He deserves this opportunity. He's put in the work. I think the great Doris Burke said it best about a week or so ago when she said he's ready. He's ready for the job. He's qualified. And that's a big, big deal. And so, you know, considering, you know, that he's put in the work, that he has the credentials and the resume to warrant consideration for this job and to ultimately land it and to have the support of the great LeBron James, I think goes a long way. Plus, you've got somebody that's a mammoth of a man. Ain't nobody going to push him around physically, damn for sure. And they certainly not going to push him around mentally or emotionally. That also comes with the territory as well. My only reason for trepidation with him, guys, was I didn't know whether or not, based on what we had heard about the Lakers with Frank Vogel, are you going to get in the way of a guy coaching for the first time? I have no reservations about Darvin Ham. I have reservations about the Lakers, but I love me some Jeannie Buss, so I want to give her the benefit of the doubt and believe that she may have learned from an organizational perspective, the error of their ways, and that some of the things that need to be cleaned up are going to get cleaned up. Having said that, I want to take a moment to give major props to the National Basketball Association. Ladies and gentlemen, there are 30 teams in the NBA. There are now 15 black head coaches. With Darvin Ham, allow me to read the names. We've got Chauncey Billups with Ham, Doc Rivers, Dwayne Casey, Ime Udoka, Jamal Mosley, Jason Kidd, J.B. Bickerstaff, Mike Brown, Monty Williams, Nate McMillan, Steven Silas, Tyronn Lue, Wes Unseld Jr., and Willie Green. For years, this league has been minimal. 75% African American. But we haven't had the level of representation in the coaching position, even though the numbers were decent. But right now, half the league is coached by black men. This is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I'm just hoping that the next step is that we're going to see African Americans in managerial positions like president of basketball operations, so we can continue to have the level of representation that we now have on the coaching front.
Yep.
Hey, Stephen A., can I follow up on that?
Please.
Hey, listen, can I follow up on that for a second? Because I remember when you and I were sitting up here 2 years ago preaching the importance of it to the point that you got so mad because you said you didn't want to say, you was about to say something that could possibly get you in trouble, and you left the screen. You got up and left the screen. You remember that day? Okay,
yes, I did.
So I say that to say this, and I'm not patting us on the back, but I'm just giving you the straight up facts, okay? Because people come out here and they'll say, oh, Stephen A. and Kendrick Perkins, they're Uncle Toms. Oh, Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A., they sellouts. Oh, Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. don't never speak up for the African-American. Well, I guarantee you we've been speaking up for them for the last 2 years. Our voice has been heard over the last 2 years because the players damn sure ain't speaking up for them publicly. The players haven't been saying a damn thing. But guess what? Perkins, Stephen A. has. And guess what? Change been happening. So at the end of the day, I just want to let the people out there, the same people who sit up there and criticize us for a lot of things that we do say, applaud us for us taking a stance when a lot of these players out here, franchise guys, didn't take a stance on for us going out publicly and saying we want to hire certain former African-American coaches or African-American coaches.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, and I appreciate that. The only point that I want to say before giving Amari the last word is this. Kendrick Perkins, you're on the money, and I appreciate you and love you for it, bro. But I never give a damn about those applause. I don't give a damn if they don't applaud me or not. They can kiss off. I know you feel the same way. Don't need their applause. It don't make a difference to me. I ain't having Christmas dinner with you. I ain't exchanging Christmas gifts, rather. I ain't having Thanksgiving dinner with you. I got a job to do, and I'm going to do it. But I'm not just a black man. I'm a brother. And I'm always going to look out for brothers until you do stupid nonsense. And I'm going to call you out. You know why? Because the lives of the many do outweigh the lives of the few. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let a few knuckleheads ruin The rest ruin things for the rest of us. It ain't right. happening. So I don't give a damn about those applause. Never
Get
have
in here,
and never
Mari,
will.
Because you yeah. just came from the Nets coaching.
Absolutely.
Staff.
And I
get your take.
For sure. And I think the most important factor with this, right, and everyone makes a great point, Stephen A. and also Pert makes a great point. Pert made a good point about a lot of the NBA coaches now are former players.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that's not talked about enough because as a player, you relate more to your player coach.
Yep.
Right? And as African-American coaches, it's imperative for us to show the intelligence of coaching to prove that we are qualified to be great coaches, right? So you put in the work, you put the time in, you articulate what you're mm-hmm. teaching, and all of this plays a major factor in the future of hiring of the coaching staff because now the examples are being set now with the guys that are being hired now. They have to now make sure that they do a solid job from an intellect standpoint.
Yep.
To keep raising the bar for the next generation.
Absolutely.
Molly, I want to say this, and Kendrick will appreciate it, and Amari with this as well. We have some people out there who are very, very critical, let's say, of a Doc Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people realize what this man has done to create opportunities
for
other African-American coaches. This man speaks up, he speaks out, and he represents things from an organizational standpoint that says black men can be leaders too, which we always have known. And Monty Williams has taken the bull by the horn, and he does the same, along with various other coaches. They're not the only ones. But those two really stand out in my mind, especially Doc Rivers, because he's been around coaching for over 22 years. And what he's had to go through and the battles that he fights to make sure that other African-Americans on the come up are going to get their opportunity, even if it may cost him one, he has been willing to do. People do not give that man nearly as much credit as he deserves for how thoughtful he is in looking out for his brethren. They really don't.
Absolutely. And I'll just wrap by saying this. Darvin also has championship experience, both as a player, winning the championship 2004 with the Detroit Pistons, and then obviously as an assistant, mm-hmm. just winning the chip 2021 with the Milwaukee
Bucks. And give Budenholzer credit, too, because Budenholzer, obviously, he spoke up for Darvin Ham, which goes a long way. He's a championship. He's a white coach and looked out for this guy that worked under him to help give him that opportunity. Let's give him credit mm-hmm. and people like David Griffin in New Orleans. He didn't have to hire Willie Green, but he did it. Let's give those guys credit, too.
Absolutely.
Of course, opening doors for other people. We'll leave it there, guys. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day, whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day's May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod and have a fabulous day. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Tragedy struck last Tuesday when an 18-year-old who purchased assault weapons legally opened fire at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. 21 people, including 19 children, were killed. Christopher Mad Dog Russo joined us on First Take last Wednesday with a very strong and emotional reaction. Please take a listen.
It's absolutely absurd. America, shape up, wake up, and do something. I don't care what it is, and yes, there are a million reasons why we have all these 18-year-old kids who feel disconnected and feel like they gotta go out there and blow up a supermarket, a school, a movie theater in Colorado with armor on. They're disconnected. But I can't look at every computer. I can't look at every social media post. I can't look at every Instagram thing to see what these kids are thinking about. But what I can do, I can limit their ability to obtain weapons. I live 20 minutes from Sandy Hook. I was there 5 days later. That is an absolute disgrace that in 9 years we have done nothing. Kerr's right. I got issues with Kerr with other issues. His China thing and everything, I could go on and on. But here he's 100% right. It is. This does not happen in Europe, Japan, China. It does not have Israel. Name the country. It happens here. The United States of America. Because you politicians, in this case, most of them Republicans, and the president, go out there and do something. Let's go. It can't be that hard.
So respect everything he said right there. San Francisco Giants manager Gabe Kapler was one of many in the sports world heavily impacted by the events in Texas. He decided to take action and protest in his own way. Take a listen.
I don't plan on coming out for the anthem going forward until I feel like I feel better about the direction of our country. So that'll be the step. I don't expect it to move the needle necessarily. It's just something that I feel strongly enough about to take that step.
Kapler said the following regarding Memorial Day. I'm very comfortable taking it day by day. I think it'll just decide what makes sense the most in the moment. Memorial Day is an important day in our country's history and a special day, and it's a unique day. And I find it to be one that deserves special attention. Stephen A., I mentioned when the tragedy struck that there's been 212 mass shootings this year thus far. I think we're about 150 days in, and there's been 27 school shootings. Obviously, change needs to happen, and everyone's feeling it from Kapler to Mad Dog and all of us here. What is your reaction to Kapler's national anthem stance, though?
I support him 1,000%. And I know that the temptation is to think about Colin Kaepernick and what his position was, which ultimately lends itself towards us recalling how the president hijacked the narrative, turned it into a political issue, and obviously Colin Kaepernick has suffered for it. So you're going to have some people who are keeping their eyes on this and saying, okay, you did this to Colin Kaepernick. What's your reaction going to be to Gabe Kapler, the manager for the San Francisco Giants, who's just fresh off of a 107-win season before they lost in the NLDS last year? I say that's for another day. Right now, let's focus on what Kapler is talking about. He is talking about a country that isn't living up to what we say we are. That's not to say that that's any different than what Kaepernick and others. I'm just saying let's compartmentalize for a second and not think about that, because what we're talking about here are children who were murdered. Yes, two adults were murdered as well. And obviously our hearts goes out to the family and loved ones of all of those lost. But I don't think I'm speaking out of turn when I say, as egregious as all of these actions are, these mass shootings that have occurred in Sandy Hook and Parkland, Florida, and now Uvalde, Texas, and stuff like that, it hits us and pierces us a little bit differently when you see that it's children. I don't know about you, Molly. Actually, I do know enough about you to know that it was probably incredibly difficult and brought an incredible amount of tears to your eyes and made people like myself and others ultimately turn to television when we see pictures of an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old.
It was gut-wrenching seeing those little faces, Stephen, and I saw a picture of them. Yeah.
And we hear about the brilliance of a 9-year-old who somehow was cognizant and smart enough to take blood from another person and put it on herself and play dead so she could get out there alive. Or a mother that was cuffed by a police officer who somehow had a live shooter, a shooter, and the police chief is preventing people from preventing law enforcement from storming the school to get rid of this killer. And a mother was handcuffed because she went in there, she's trying to go in there and get a child. And then ultimately another officer released the handcuffs and she snuck in there and got her two children out alive, thank God. When you hear these kind of stories, a guy like Gabe Kapler is saying, what the hell is going on? Just like Steve Kerr in his press conference, what the hell is going on in this country? And it ultimately brings us back to challenging legislative officials on Capitol Hill to do something. I think the important point to peel from all of this is that there is an incredible flagrant amount of negligence that's taking place in Capitol Hill. What are these politicians on both sides good at? We want this. The other side doesn't want it. It's their fault without giving us all the details. Nothing gets done. They're able to point the finger at others, and the rest of us are left holding a bag, living in society and having to deal with the nonsensical stuff that's transpiring because of their negligence. They all need to go. They all need to go. We've got every seat in the House up for a vote November 8th. We got about 6 Senate seats. I believe that the U.S. Capitol needs to be cleansed. Get rid of all of them. Because they're not putting the best interest of this nation. Now, they might say, well, we've taken this position, but this side is fighting us and vice versa. It's like a joke, Molly. We don't want to see how the meal is prepared. We just want it when it's finished. Give us the results. We sent you up there as elected officials to get something done.
Yeah.
Not to bloviate about why you couldn't get it done.
No, this because seems to be the inactivity
that's taking place in Capitol Hill. Understand what that means. While it enables you to point the finger, we can't definitively say you took this position, you got this done, and we agree or disagree. Because inactivity lengthens their careers on Capitol Hill. But it is at the expense of the American people. So when a Kapler stands up and he says something needs to be done, yes, Joe Girardi, the manager for the Philadelphia Phillies, sat up there and said it's his choice. That's all I'm going to say about that. Do I wish he would have said more? Sure. Guys like Buck Showalter and Alex Cora, who's a friend of Gabe Kapler, and others, we respect his decision. I get that. I appreciate everybody respecting it. You've got others that say, like Tony La Russa, I respect his position and his right to do it. I would have done something differently because he's thinking about the servicemen and women. Well, here's my response to all of that. Do we need to get started with how this country has treated our veterans? You see them on the street in every city in the United States begging for handouts and stuff like that. They shouldn't have to do that. Don't get me started with the facilities that they're subjected to. I know veterans in the military that have been left out to hang and dry by this nation. We're disgraceful with how we treat our veterans. We should treat them significantly better. Yeah. And Gabe Kapler is pointing out our country is not living up to the standards that we swore we would strive to live up to. They have sold us out. So any means, legal that is, nonviolent that is, any means that is nonviolent and legal that we could exhaust to bring attention to the flagrant level of negligence that is taking place in our country on Capitol Hill, anything that can be done in that regard, I fully and wholeheartedly support. And I'm going to support Gabe Kapler just like I did Colin Kaepernick, who was right to do what he did and should have never been blackballed as an NFL player by the NFL and should have never been excoriated by our society who tried to turn it into a political issue. This right here is a political issue with Gabe Kapler. Make no mistake about that. I applaud this man for doing something, and I stand with him.
Two things I want to say quickly, because you touched on two very important issues before we go to break. I just looked up the numbers. Almost 40,000 veterans are without shelter in the U.S. on any given night, suffering from PTSD, social isolation, unemployment, and substance abuse. So you are so right there. And as far as Uvalde, I just wanted to mention one story. I don't know if you heard this, Stephen A., and it just tore me up inside. Irma Garcia was a teacher there for 23 years who lost her life. 2 days later, her husband dies. Of a heart attack. Really, we know that's a broken heart. Now, four children do not have their parents, four young children. I mean, that's just one of many stories. It needs to stop.
They were married for 24 years. They were married for 24 years. My heart goes out to their children who now lost both their mother and their father.
It just speaks
volumes about the profound level of love he had for his wonderful wife. What a shame. And again, but we saw politicians on television this weekend talking about, well, we tried to get this done, but, you know, they stood in the way. Well, you know, we think this should get done, but it's going to take some time and we need to figure this out. It's always at the expense of the American people. They need to go. They are not good for this country. They're not representing this country. They're not protecting American citizens from this senseless violence. They have sold us out. Every one of their asses need to go. Every single one of them.
And not protecting our children. I said this quote last time. What does it profit the man to gain the world if only to lose their soul? Can't be power over human life in protecting our children. We'll leave it there. When we come back here on First Take, we'll get back into Game 7 and a little bit of the finals to come.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Jimmy Buckets left it all on the floor last night, driving 35 points and playing the full 48 minutes. Butler scored 82 points, game 6 and 7, the most over a two-game span in Heat postseason history. But it wasn't enough to get the win. Kendrick Perkins, you are up first. Give me one name the Heat need to add to get Butler to a championship.
Well, I think they need another perimeter player, Molly, and I would have to go with Bradley Beal. I'm looking at him in D.C. I don't think that they're going anywhere. I look at the Miami Heat. They have some attractive pieces like a guy like Tyler Hero, and package something else up and get Bradley Beal with a Jimmy Butler. I think that will be great for the Miami Heat, and I think they'll enhance their opportunities of winning the championship next season.
I like it. S.A.?
Kendrick Perkins, this is a debate show, my brother, and that's exactly the answer that I was going to say.
Wow.
Bradley Beal. We totally agree. Here's the thing, and Kendrick, you'll appreciate this. Bradley Beal's number one problem is that he's always injured. Now, he gets himself hurt, but you know what that also has to do with, Molly, which Kendrick will co-sign? Culture. That's not to say you can't get hurt, but when you are in the right culture, you maximize and prioritize when you need to. When you're in a place like D.C. that has never established a culture, it's a lot easier to be out for the amount of time he's been out. I assure you, no matter how injured Bradley Beal was, if Bradley Beal was playing for the Miami Heat, he wouldn't miss these many games. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't. I promise you that. Because there's something to play for, and there's a standard to uphold, and that brings out the best in all of us.
All right,
Bradley Beal
time.
Would be special. Because he can
bye,
ball.
Bye, Miami. Let's say bye, Perk. Stephen A., it's time to say bye. Bye. I am salty because I wish I was there. Bye.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus!
Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.